I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. We grow potatoes in our garden. Even though they're cheap and plentiful, there's more to potatoes than russets and white boiling varieties. There are many unusual potato varieties that you won't find in most markets. These feature red or blue skin and flesh and unusual textures, shapes, and sizes. We've been growing blue potatoes, such as Adirondack Blue, and red ones, such as All Red, for years. We love the colors they add to cooking. Hey, how about a red, white, and blue potato salad for this 4th of July? Plus, we grow fingerling potatoes. These small spuds have interesting coloring and texture. Russian banana is a favorite that has a waxy flesh. French fingerling has a nutty flavor. Fingerlings are great for grilling or roasting. This time of year, we make sure our potatoes are either hilled or mulched heavily. We've been trying Connecticut's own Ruth Stout's no-dig method of just laying the potatoes on the ground when planting and heavily mulching with hay or straw. Even with a dry summer, the plants seem to be growing fine. We'll see what the yields show us later. This time of year, watch out for potato beetles on your plants and on eggplants. Look for yellow egg clusters on the backside of leaves and soft red or brown larvae feeding. I usually just squish the eggs when I see them, and that stops the problem. Once potatoes flower, which these old-time varieties will, check for a few new potatoes by gently digging in the hill or mulch. You can steal a few spuds and still get a later harvest as well. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about stilt grass. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.